Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with me this morning is Lloyd Platson. He's the Prevention Director of Sitka Counseling. And we also have Amy Zenuzowski. She's the Executive Director for Sitka Counseling. Welcome to the studio this morning.
Good morning.
So let's get started with you, Amy. Can you tell us a little bit, just remind us what Sitka Counseling does?
Sure. So Sitka Counseling is, we provide services for mental health and substance abuse, co-occurring disorders. So somebody that comes in with maybe anxiety or likes to drink a little too much or can't control their feelings. We try to help them come in and get services and see a master level clinician. We serve youth ages 3 to 18. And then we also see adults for all the way up to the Pioneer Home. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a residential facility, which is a step down facility from somebody that's been in a 28-day program. And so we have 12 beds over there for men and women.
And so we'll talk a little bit about that later on, that the various sort of diverse things that Sitka Counseling covers. You have a lot of different kinds of people coming into your office. And Lloyd, I want to also hear from you about the news of a community grant and a process that you've been going through to sort of identify some of the needs in Sitka and how best to address them. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Just in this last September, we received a drug-free community grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration in the amount of about $125,000 for each year for up to 10 years. And what that specific grant deals with is looking at substance abuse in terms of alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, and prescription drugs. And it actually kind of builds on a grant that we got previously, the Strategic Prevention Framework grant, which was specifically targeted at opioids, the opioid epidemic in the United States, but also that it hits here at home too in Sitka. And so both of those together, we're trying to build a really good prevention program, partner with other community agencies. We've been through an entity called the HOPE Coalition, which stands for Healing Our People and Environment, and trying to develop relationships and collaborations with other community partners so that we can really develop a community-wide prevention program. So,
and it sounds like one of the steps of this process is to first identify what the community has and what it needs. And so it's you did a community readiness survey, you were calling it. And what was that, and what did you find about Sitka's ability to handle addiction and mental health issues here in this community?
Yeah, we did do one of the first things that we did is to evaluate community readiness. And out of about a 9-stage process, which 9 being the most ready, we discovered through our interviews, focus groups and stuff, that the community really was around a level 2, which is really the beginning stages of being ready to address substance abuse in our community. And part of that is, I think, a lack of knowledge about the issues that exist in Sitka, and also the knowledge of any prevention programs that are in existence. The trouble that we've had in the past, I think we've never had a specific person or organization that would coordinate all the prevention stuff for a community-wide program. And so I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I guess, Sitka Counseling, I got hired through Sitka Counseling to begin looking at grants to bring the financial resources in. But then we have to have the people resources and the readiness. And so that's what we're looking at. So the first step is really building a community readiness, a community knowledge about, yes, there is an issue here in town.
How do you build that? And that's a question for you, Amy, too. How do you build that awareness? That sounds like a huge and necessary effort. What are the steps 1 and 2 of that process?
Well, I think the first part, just in terms of awareness, is getting out there, talking, doing presentations. In the process of doing the community readiness survey, that was actually an awareness-building process also, talking about, you know, what are the issues in terms of are you aware that there's any prevention programs going on? If not, how do we go about, maybe it's posters, maybe it's presentations to the school, to the community, building the collaboration of people that are in the area of prevention or treatment so that we come together and say, okay, these are the issues. We know from our different data gathering that There's a lot of binge drinking going on with both youth and adult. Probably in the past, it's been higher than the state and national averages. And so that's a definite area that we need to look at. We know that perception of risk and harm from tobacco, and specifically when I talk about tobacco, it's really, we've done a pretty good job with cigarettes, but there we have vaping now, we have, you know, cigars, cigarillos, electronic products, all that stuff is actual, the use is going up in that. So the baseline is what we do. We do evaluation, data gathering, see what the issues are, and then communicate those issues out to the community.
And Amy, can you help us sort of follow the possible journey of someone who recognizes that they, either a friend or a coworker or family member says, you need to head to Sitka Counseling, you need to get support for either an addiction issue or mental health issues or those intersecting. Someone comes to you, and what are the myriad ways that you might help them, sort of guide them through a healing process?
So the easiest way is to just give us a call, 747-3636, and our receptionist will set you an appointment to come in. I believe on our new website, thesickacounseling.org, you can download the application or the intake packet of paperwork. So you can have that ready before your appointment to come in. You want to come in about 15 minutes early to set up your appointment to see a mental health counselor or a substance abuse counselor. It takes about a week or so to get in. So if you kind of are feeling it, sometimes we have cancellations, sometimes it takes a little while longer. But what happens typically is you come in, you get assessed. You're going to talk about your history and your experiences, and then our clinician will, prescribe you something along the lines of once a week counseling, community support engagement, maybe AA or some other type of positive support in the community. And then, you know, you would start to work on your journey with your clinician at that point. Depending on what you needed, if you were coming in with opioids and you were in an active detox, then you would definitely need to go to the hospital. And at the hospital, then you would need to go to a treatment facility like Rainforest Recovery in Juneau, which
That's the closest one, right, for
our
seconds?
For a 28-day program, yes.
And then they would come back here. And what's the process sort of after, say, a detox facility in Juneau? Coming back to Sitka, what are the resources here for people to reintegrate and get support?
Well, we offer outpatient services. And then with our outpatient services, we have a residential facility as well. So it's a 3.1 level of care, which is a minimum of 5 hours of treatment a week. But we're giving everybody now about 12 hours. We have yoga, we do art therapy, we do one-on-one. We really get them involved in the community, volunteering and integrating back into a sober life. And then at that point, which lasts between 3 and 6 months, depending on the individual's needs. And all of our treatment is individualized. So it's based on the provider and the client's needs.
Mm-hmm. And that's a 12-bed facility that we have here in Sitka. Currently has 10 people there. And Sitka Counseling offers a variety of services. And as you were saying, you can always call 747-3636 is the number for an appointment, or if you have any questions. You can also go online at sitkacounseling.org. That was Amy Zenuzowski, the Executive Director for Sitka Counseling, and Lloyd Platson, the Prevention Director of Sitka Counseling. They're both in our studio this morning. We'll be posting their interview later on today at kcaw.org. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.